KKWE 89.9 FM Niji Radio presents the Minnesota Mixdown Music Sessions. This show features local music. If you like what you hear and you'd like to hear more, feel free to check out our online archive at www.nijiradio.org. Broadcasting live right now on KKWE 89.9 FM Niji Radio. We have Mr. Thomas Conaboy and Louis Ronkin rocking it out. You guys really are bringing some great jams. I want to say thanks to all of you who came out this evening to support your local musicians and also your community radio station. So thank you very much for making your trek up this way. I know Callaway is a little rural, but we really appreciate you coming on out and enjoying some music tonight. So now this is the time of the show where we ask the artists some questions. Does anybody have any questions for Louis or Thomas? The question for our listening audience is, Thomas, are you from Knoxville or from down in that area?
Oh.
So where are you from, Tom?
Originally, I started in Fargo and then I went to Omaha, Nebraska for high school and then back to Fargo for a little while. Then I went to Los Angeles in 1962, long time ago. I'm an old guy. And so we went there, and I worked in the studios in Los Angeles for many, many years as a studio musician, backing up lots of people. And then I gravitated back here because my folks brought me out here to Lake Sally when I was a kid. And I said, when I am able to retire, I want to come back this way and maybe take a little place here. So I did that. But I did want to mention something here now. Louis and I, we are in a band. It's a kind of a jazz band. We do a little Latin and a little blues and stuff. We call it Jelly and the Jams.
Guess who Jelly is?
Yours truly, I'm Jelly. It's two keyboards. David Ferreira, the head of the music department at Minnesota State Moorhead. He's been a professor there for many years, and also Concordia. He plays the piano. And I play the B3 Hammond organ. And then we have Louis on guitar, Craig Mosley on upright bass, Tim Zoner on drums, and Wally Warhol on trumpet and flugelhorn. And soon Frank Weibel will be back. He'll be playing saxophone. So it'll be a pretty nice little jazz band.
How long have you guys been playing together?
We've known each other quite some time, been playing a lot, quite a few years.
But we haven't done a lot of work together. We've just kind of gotten together the last few months to do some things. Just having fun.
Yeah. I work in a studio in Minneapolis for the last 5 years off and on, quite a lot, with a friend of mine, Randy Olmsted. He has the studio down there. And a lot of the guys from the Prince band have come in there. And we've done a lot of stuff with Ray Charles' daughter, Sheila, and also Chaka Khan, who's a very fine singer. She had a big hit called Tell Me Something Good. You remember that one? It was a really good song. And she's had quite a career, and Prince had a lot to do with it. But I personally never did meet him.
Any other questions out there?
What all instruments do you guys play?
The question for our listening audience is, what all instruments do you guys play?
I'm Louis, and I play mostly the guitar, but I do a lot of bass work every once in a while. I'll sit in for something or somebody playing bass, and I can do a little keyboards, a little of a lot, but I'm not that proficient at very many of them. My main interest later in life has been building instruments. I built a lot of guitars, and
He built that guitar he's playing.
Oh, yeah.
Tell him about your cars.
I've got kind of a neat project going. It's a 39 Lincoln Zephyr three-window coupe. It was just a rusted-out shell, so I chopped it all up and lowered everything down, and I'm making it into a rolling guitar amplifier, and the only way I'm going to drive that car is as Buddy Holly, because one of my gigs is I do a theater-type show as Buddy Holly. I'm a Buddy Holly impersonator. I'm going to be driving that car as Buddy Holly, and I'll stop at a street corner and get out and do one song, and then I'll drive away, so that's my idea. But I like old cars, and I just, in fact, had a chance to sell a couple of 60s convertibles that I had, and I bought my personal dream car, which is a 56 Thunderbird, and I'm going to enjoy driving that one around this summer. Just a lot of fun.
Very interesting. Any other questions out there from the audience?
What are some of your musical influences?
The question for our listening audience is, what is your musical influences?
Well, I started out with classical piano when I was 4 years old. My mother was a wonderful pianist. So she started me out with the classical music. And then in the second grade, I started taking piano lessons from Sister Claudia at St. Mary's Grade School in Fargo. And she was a wonderful, wonderful player. Big, tall nun, long fingers. She could play Chopin and all that stuff just so fine. And then she taught me a little bit of boogie-woogie, too, you know. And then I discovered Louis Armstrong. And that was it. Then the trumpet. In the third grade, I started playing the cornet. And then I got a chance to hear Louis Armstrong live in Fargo. He came to town. My dad took me there, and I got to meet him backstage. I told him, Anna, you changed my life. Now I want to learn Dixieland and jazz and everything else like that. So that was a huge influence of my life to meet Louis Armstrong. Over the years, I studied lots of different instruments. I play keyboards. I love to play drums. I'm a pretty good jazz drummer, and I could play a pretty good rhythm and blues and some funky stuff, too. I play saxophone pretty well. I kind of moved around. Now I'm learning how to play the flute. That's my hobby, learning new instruments. I'm okay on the upright bass, but not that great. And I know about two or three chords on the guitar, but that guitars, I can't quite get that. He's the guy. Yeah,
I started as a youngster, 10 years old. I'd say my first teacher was probably a huge influence on me. He did such a good job of teaching and taught me theory along with how to play chords on the guitar. So I started out playing the typical country, the 60s rock and roll, and then eventually got in and started a blues band, what we'd call a blues band now, with saxophones and trumpets. And we had a bus we'd travel in, just marvelous time with that band. But then when I got into my career of teaching, I kind of went back to middle-of-the-road music country, and I had a duo called We Two with a teacher from the Totonwabin who passed away named Craig Asp. And we played an awful lot in this area around here for quite a few years. Eventually, turned it into a trio and did quite a few more years. But lately, I've just been doing my Buddy Holly show and a lot of single-act dances in Arizona where I winter.
Nice.
Bob Dylan came from Hibbing, Minnesota to Fargo in 1959, and he stayed at the home of Ron Jolson and his mom and his brother in Fargo for about a month. And Ronnie and I were the best of day-to-day buddies. Every single day we got together. And it's kind of funny that Bob Dylan, his name was Robert Zimmerman, but he called himself Alston Gunn, G-U-N-N-N, three N's, Alston Gunn. It was kind of funny because he wasn't very good at the piano, but he tried it. One afternoon after school, we were sitting there playing, goofing around in Jolson's home, and his mother comes down and says to us, "You guys, well, you're awful. What are you doing?" And what we were doing is we had the Fargo phone book out, and we were going like, "Mrs. A.A. Anderson, 2357754, and just doing that from the phone book. So we got kicked out of there. So we went to my folks' home. We got kicked out of there. We were in there doing the same thing, just acting silly. And my dad is sitting there reading the newspaper, and he takes me aside. He says, Bob Dylan was playing the piano. He says, "Get that guy off Mother's blessed piano before she comes home from shopping. She won't like this at a single bit." And so we got kicked out of there, too. So then it was Easter Sunday. I had a 55 Ford convertible. We hopped in that, Dylan and me, and Mickey Larson was one of our school buddies. He ended up being a district judge in North Dakota for many years. He just retired recently. He's an old friend of mine, too. But Mickey and I took Dylan down to Minneapolis and dropped him off. But all the way down there, this is kind of interesting. We were stopping everywhere, at every little pizza joint or whatever, because Mickey and I wanted to meet some young ladies and say hello, you know, cool guys with his 55 Ford convertible. And so we stopped everywhere, and there was Dylan sitting in the corner writing on napkins. Writing those lyrics that became big, big stuff. And I remember my dad saying a few years later, he came to me, he says, "I hear that Bob Dylan made $10 million from The Answer Is Blown in the Wind and the Peter, Paul, Mary stuff and all those tunes that he wrote." And he says, "He got $10 million. He said, "I'll never, ever, ever criticize you or any of your goofy friends ever again.
You know, Tom, during that time period, the last few years, I did a lot of work with Bobby V's original Shadows band. And they tell a story about Dylan getting a hold of Bobby V and talking him into letting him play with the band. So they went out to some gig out in some little North Dakota
town. Yeah, it was in Oaks, North Dakota. Yep.
He played piano. They said he was the strangest guy they ever met. He didn't talk and he couldn't play and he couldn't follow tunes. And they had to let him go.
Yeah.
Just a few months later, he'd been in New York and all this happens.
Yep.
And a few years ago, Dylan had one of his last concerts at the St. Paul Fairgrounds, I believe it was, and Bobby V happened to be there, and Dylan stopped the show and made a point of picking him out and honoring Bobby V and saying how much that meant to him.
When Bob Dylan came to Fargo, it was probably 15 years ago, he played at the, I believe it was the Civic Auditorium in Fargo, and he also did the same thing. He called for Bobby V, was in the audience to come backstage. Yeah, those guys were pretty good friends, and even though at the time Bob Dylan wasn't a very good musician, but you know, when you stop and think about it, he was so unique. The way his guitar, the chords, the way he played the chords and the melodies, they stick with you. Everyone knows his melodies. He was way different, so unique than everyone else. You know, I've always enjoyed his music quite a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, very interesting, fellas. Appreciate you sharing. There's some good stories for sure. We're really honored to have you musicians out here tonight. You guys have been doing this for quite some time. It's very obvious. Definitely enjoy the first hour of music. And we are going to be broadcasting live here until 9 o'clock. So you guys can jam it out till 9. I just want to let everybody know that this evening is brought to you by a grant from the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund of Minnesota. Minnesota Mixdown is part of 8 different projects that we run through our legacy funding, which funds a lot of different activities that we do, such as this. The first Saturday of every month, we're in a different community putting on some different music. Next month, we're going to be out in Lake Park with the Confused Band with Darren Quam. I don't know if you guys have heard of him, but he plays some wicked blues and harmonica. That kid is amazing. Just like you guys here, we're really glad to have you here tonight. I want to say thanks to our volunteers that are out here helping this evening. We have Faith Algren, our volunteer coordinator, and our project coordinator. Also want to shout out to Mr. John Boudreau, who's got a show out there. John has got jamming with John on Mondays and Thursdays from 2 to 3 o'clock. We really enjoy having John as part of our Niji family. He does a great job, and we're really glad he's out here tonight helping with concessions. We also have Wild Wyatt Weidenbach in the house. Wyatt is one of our youth volunteers. He has a show on Friday evenings called Kickin' Boots. It's getting you ready for the weekend with some good old country classics and some jams. And really enjoy Wyatt's show, and glad you can be here tonight. We have Mr. Stephen Bickle here, who's got the New Artist on Air show, another one of our legacy projects. Stephen invites young artists and musicians to come into his studio, and they talk a little bit about their music and share some of their music. And again, that's Thursdays at 3 o'clock. Back in the studio, we have General Manager Maggie Rozo. She's running the board today. We really appreciate her help. Also, our secretarial, Lynette Hanks, and we have some supporters of Niji Radio. Our volunteer, Mr. Perry Travis, is out here tonight supporting live music as well as Niji Radio. And our youth volunteers are out here tonight bringing some energy into the room. So thanks for dancing, and AJ and Savannah. We appreciate you guys being out here. Again, thanks Louie and Thomas for coming out and being a part of Minnesota's Mixdown Music Sessions here at Niji Radio. And again, we're going to be broadcasting live until 9 o'clock. Thanks everyone for coming on out. Really appreciate your support, and supporting musicians is so important. So we're going to get back to some music here with Thomas Conaboy and Louie Ronkin.
And here's a 60s tune called Mustang Sally. Mustang Sally. Think you better slow your Thank you. We're going to do a different tune here called Don't Worry About Me. Don't worry about me. It's all over now. Though I may be through, I'll manage somehow. Love can't be explained, can't be controlled. One day it's warm, the next day it's cold. Don't pity me, 'cause I'm feeling blue. Don't be ashamed, it might have been you. It's all right. Don't worry about me.
Thanks, folks. Tom, it's time for you to do the tune.
All right. Let's see. I think we got one. What I Say. an old Ray Charles tune. We'll throw that one at you. See what you think. Yeah, this was back in 1959. August 25th of 1959, this was released by Ray Charles. And it was the first time that I heard about him. I was probably about 15 years old. And, man, I said, this is it, man. This is really cooking. So I've been a big fan of Ray Charles ever since then, you know. We're just going to try this one at you here now.
Tell me what I say now. say. Tell me what I say. Tell me what I say. One more time.
Do one by the Temptations, Tom. Did you see the Temptations when they were in Fargo a couple of years ago? What a show.
And a lot of those fine people, Smokey Robinson, and all the people from that Detroit Motor City era, wonderful people were there. Thank you.
My Girl.
Louis does some Buddy Holly, a lot of Buddy Holly tunes. Maybe I can get him to do one of his, or one or two of his tunes here. This guy is super good at this.
Here's one that you seldom hear. Hearts that are broken, love that's untrue. These go with learning the game. When you love her and she doesn't love you, you're only learning the game. When she says that you're the only one she'll ever love, but then you find that you are not the one that she's thinking of. Hearts that are broken, love that's untrue. You're only learning the game. That you are just the one she's dreaming of. But then you find that you are not the one that she's thinking of. Hearts that are broken, love that's untrue. You're only learning the game. Yes, hearts that are broken, love that is true. You're only learning the game.
Just think of what would have happened if Buddy Holly had not died in that accident. And then again, they were on their way from, was it Clear Lake, Iowa?
Clear Lake.
Yeah. They were coming to Moorhead to play at the Moorhead Armory that night. And they took off in a small plane. It had ice on the controls, and it didn't make it. That was the night when Bobby V from Fargo got his break. He came in there with his brother, Bill Valeen. Their name is Bobby Valeen and Bill Valeen. And Bob Corum on drums. And a guy by the name of Jim Stillman on the bass. And they came in there and played that night. And Liberty Records, who was the record company that all those guys, Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper and Richie Valens, were all signed to Liberty Records at the time. And so those executives had come to Fargo. They flew in to Fargo. They were going to greet the guys coming from Clear Lake, Iowa. And as it turned out, the tragedy happened, and there we were. I went to that show at the Moorhead Armory and brought my little sister with me. And Bobby V came and played. And that was Liberty Records. They were just totally in shock from what had happened with that plane. And so they asked Bobby V to sign up with Liberty Records. And so he did. He signed up with Liberty Records right then and there. They had all these nice songs that were written. Carole King wrote Take Good Care of My Baby. And those songs that Bobby had hits on, a lot of those. And then, kind of interesting enough, after Bobby V had done his contract with Liberty Records, they had hits like Rubber Ball and all those other tunes, The Night Has a Thousand Eyes, and lots of other nice songs. Then my friend Gary Lewis, who I met way back when, in 1967, he just got out of the Army. He had been drafted, and by golly, he went in there and did his job with the Army for whatever it was, 2 or 3 years. And he came back to Los Angeles, and one of my friends, Arnold Rosenthal, had been working with him, went to high school with him. And so I was introduced to Gary Lewis. And then he took over at Liberty Records. And that was after Bobby V's contract had expired. He lives in Rochester, New York, and we talk a lot on the phone and get together now and then. He came up to the casino in Monoman here a couple of years ago, and I went up to him, hung out with him for a while. And every time he comes to Detroit Lakes, I think he played the Pavilion and also Fargo. He plays there occasionally. But Bobby V, now, he has Alzheimer's disease. He and I grew, since we were little kids, we knew each other. And such a shame that he's not with us as much. He has good days and some bad days, quite a few bad ones. We get on the phone and visit now and then. And I know his son, Robbie V, he plays occasionally. He did that show at the Greystone Hotel where I have my studio. And he's a good friend of mine. We stay in touch. And
marvelous entertainers.
Yeah, we hope that we wish the best for Bobby. And like I said, he has some good days and some bad ones. But when the good ones are great, he remembers people.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Well, back in those days, they were all listening to tunes like this by Bill Haley. Nah, I got that wrong. This isn't Bill Haley. Going to Kansas City.
Oh, yeah.
Kansas City, here I come. Going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. I got crazy love in there. I gotta keep me. I wanna be standing on the corner.
Do a little jazz thing called St. Louis Blues. Here's an old tune from way back when, and just a fun tune to do. This has been recorded by everybody in the whole wide world too, for the old jazz bands, Louis Armstrong and Benny Goodman, all of them, they all did this. Got Basie.
Thank you so much, Louise. Thank you so much, Thomas. What great music. Thank you so much, everyone that came out tonight. We really appreciate that. Again, I want to let everyone know that this evening was brought to you by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund of Minnesota. So again, we're really grateful to have an evening like this with great music. Let's hear it one more time for Louis Ronkin and Thomas Cottonboy. Let's give it up, guys.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
If you guys would like some more information about Niji Radio, you can check out www.nijiradio.org. I want to say thanks to our listening audience out there that has been tuned in and also tuned in online at www.nijiradio.org. I want to thank all you guys that came out tonight to support you musicians and community radio, and thanks to the volunteers that helped make this happen. It's been a fun night, and we are signing off. Thanks for tuning in to KKWE 89.9 FM, Niji Radio, serving the White Earth Reservation and beyond.
Miigwech Bizendawiyik to Minnesota Mixdown Music Sessions. If you'd like to hear more, feel free to visit our online archive at www.nijiradio.org. That's NIIJII radio.org.